Welcome back to the Urban Vibe Podcast. I'm Peyton Schulte.
I'm Nick Watley.
I'm Kay Reed. Hey.
Did you guys watch any of the NBA games this past week?
I did. The playoffs. The
playoffs were pretty good.
So, the play-in games, we all thought the Hornets were going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hornets played like trash against Magic.
Magic, yes.
LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
And now the Magic are kind of dominating against the number two seed. Or no, excuse me, the number one seed Pistons.
Yep. It's tied up right now, I believe. No.
No, it's game two's today,
game
right?
Game two's today, yeah. So, it's 1-0 Magic. And honestly, that series does not intrigue me at all.
Yeah, that series is just as entertaining as the Cleveland Cavaliers and Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
Like, no one's watching those
games.
Yeah, no one's watching those games. Brandon Ingram had like seven points. Yeah, James Harden was balling. Brandon Ingram for the Raptors dropped 7 points.
7 points.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
a single double, bro.
A triple single. So he's not. The Raptors are not winning this series. They're down 0-2.
And no one expected them to.
No one expected them to. They weren't even supposed to make the playoffs.
I know. I can name like three players from the Raptors. That's about it.
So Raptors chopped. Cleveland's gonna progress that series. And
is
then
there any team that has surprised you?
I would definitely say the Blazers surprised me.
The Blazers. Yes.
I would say the Magic.
I think the Magic is surprising you.
I did not have them beating the Pistons in the first game.
That's valid.
Especially at home.
Yeah.
They were clamping everybody up. Cade had some good buckets, but
are the Magic our new team?
Paolo went crazy.
Paolo was hooping. I think the Magic are gonna make it. They could make an Eastern Conference run. They have the depth.
I think they win the next round, but lose to
whoever they play. Would they play the Celtics?
Yeah, whoever they play. I mean, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they're not that strong. But I think
they would play the Cavs or the Raptors.
Oh yeah, Cavs are going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
What are you talking about? The Magic are. We got an 8 seed in the conference finals again?
I think Magic have a good chance, honestly, at beating the Cavaliers, to be honest. They have the guards to guard their guard-heavy offense.
The Cavs have too much power.
You think so?
I think they just...
You don't think Suggs can clamp up James Harden?
Yeah, but then who's going to guard Donovan Mitchell?
I mean, sometimes you got to live with not being able to, like, stop players. But they can still slow them. They have Anthony Black who can slow them down.
Donovan Mitchell's been going crazy. He does this little...
Yeah, bro, he spams that move every single time.
Like, gather, Euro step, yes. Scoop, layup.
Yeah, every time.
He does so tough.
He does it every single
time. Can't stop
it. No, you can tell he really works on his game the most.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
He's just ethical.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of just dribble.
Okay, so who else is in? Oh, Sixers.
Sixers
won a game.
Honestly,
that's surprising.
No one
against the Celtics.
That.
I kind of thought they could win a game. Tyrese Maxey's a bucket getter, and of course, VJ Emcombe, he can step up to the plate.
The series is 1-1.
I think the Sixers can win one more game.
So,
because they were playing on the road, no, I think they can win one at home.
But you don't think they win the series?
Nah, there's no way they win the series.
They're way too young.
They're just too young, and on top of the fact that they're gonna get gassed later down the
series. They can't hang with the Jays.
Yeah, they can't hang with the Jays. I mean, Tatum though is a streaky shooter, and he does have stretches of like three, four games.
Coming back from injury.
That's what I'm saying. So
if
if they catch him at his worst, they could do it.
He gets warmed up, and it's over.
It's over. That's what I'm saying. How long does Jason Tatum stay down for? That's the question.
I don't know.
But the thing is with that, if they win the series against, what are they playing? If they win the series against the Sixers, is he back in Jason Tatum form for Hawks, Knicks, whoever they play?
They're gonna probably
The Hawks is an interesting. They surprised me too.
The Hawks are surprising.
CJ McCollum.
No, that's what I'm saying. CJ McCollum is like the biggest surprise, I think, playoff player in general. Because he's averaging like, 25
hooping.
This playoff?
He had 32 and then he had 28 or something.
Yeah, 28. And he's like, did you see the big time clutch shot he had?
Yeah, I was watching that game. I was like, there's no way they win this game because they were up. The Knicks
were up
12. 14.
Oh, 14, yeah.
In the fourth quarter with like 10 minutes left. And I'm like, okay, this game's over. And then they didn't score another point for like 5 minutes.
No, Johnson had that N1 bucket. That's what got him going.
Yeah.
He started making plays. He's
Jim McCollum. He surprised me. And Kuminga's been playing well.
The
Hawks got some guys, man.
They have some guys that can contribute. And if McCollum can step up, then yeah, they're going to be able to hoop.
They got a good. They could win the series.
They could.
I still think the Knicks are going to win just because that was kind of.
Who you, yeah.
They just went.
It's still
cold.
The Knicks.
They just went cold.
They
I
did.
Think.
Brunson. Brunson had like, 0-for-3, three straight possessions.
Yeah. The Knicks are going to win the series, but good for the Hawks. Good for CJ McCollum. I love CJ McCollum.
Yeah, facts. Shout out to him.
He's a bucket.
Getting his chance to show he's a bucket getter.
You know, they were chanting. All-star? Did you hear what they were chanting at CJ?
What did they chant?
F-U, CJ. The Knicks fans are crazy, bro.
Yeah, Knicks fans hate. Well, they hate Atlanta because Trae Young.
Right. So now he's the
They hate
Trae
the Pacers because
they've
been knocked out of the playoffs final
the
past 3
buns.
Years.
Hey, the Pacers are irrelevant this year.
They won't be next year.
Okay.
When they have A.J. Devonta, they're going to Eastern Conference Finals. You guys want to move it to the West?
West, who you got?
West. So I think the biggest storyline here is Kevin Durant is just an absolute fraud.
Kevin Durant had, what, 1 point in the second half last night?
3 points in the second half.
20 in the first half.
20 in the first half. Had nine turnovers.
So I saw a video of LeBron after the first game when he had, like, 12 assists or something. And he's like, I got them figured out. And from that point on, it's over. Like, if LeBron figures you out after one game, just
you're screwed.
GG's.
Bro, yeah, yeah. LeBron had, what, 28? Did he have a 28-point triple-double?
I don't think he had a triple-double. I think it was one away.
Okay.
But, yeah, he's tough. And Luke Kennard is averaging, like, 25.
Flashing threes,
bro. Luke Kennard is, like, the coldest boy.
And Marcus Smart was hooping last night,
Marcus
too.
Marcus Smart's him?
He had, like, 28 last
LeBron
night.
LeBron had a double-double.
Okay, well, how many rebounds? Game. 7 rebounds, 8 rebounds?
Yeah, he went 19, 8, and 13 assists. Yeah.
No, he had 28 points. First game he had 19. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. Second game he had 28.
Last night.
Yeah, he shot like 8 for 20 last night.
Yeah, it was mainly free throws, but just like all the other scores.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He was getting a bunch of assists and like, playing pretty good defense.
I guess. Last night his stat line was 28.
The fact that he's doing this without the number one and number two
score is just ridiculous.
And he's the number one scorer in the whole league, Luka. Which is crazy. Yeah, they're winning this series.
If Luka comes back, I mean, this Lakers team could make a conference finals run.
I think they can make a finals run.
They play the Thunder if they beat the Rockets. And if they all come back healthy, no, I think they have a chance.
No, with Luka and Reeves playing fully healthy, like I think we've seen Luka send this exact roster of OKC home. Yeah. Not exact, but this
on the Mavs.
Yeah, on the Mavs. He sent them home with less help.
With PJ Washington.
PJ Washington and Derek Lively.
Exactly.
Literally. So but this is if Austin Reeves comes back healthy and playing good, because Austin Reeves is inconsistent
and
too.
And Luka. Because Luka's got like a labrum issue or something.
Yeah, he's got a hamstring.
Hamstring, yeah.
So they're trying to get it figured out, but I'm honestly pushing for this Lakers team. I'm rooting for the Lakers. I was rooting for Kevin Durant, but he just proved me to not root for him.
I'd rather have LeBron.
Yeah.
KD.
I mean, I think
just etch his greatness.
I'd rather have Steph Curry overall.
God. Steph Curry was hooping in the first playing game.
Yeah, he was.
Then he kind of sold.
Yeah, he kind of sold.
Then he went to Coachella.
Yeah. Ooh. He knew his team wasn't winning the championship.
Yeah. They might have a chance next year.
They win that game to what? Get 0 by 4 by the Thunder? Yeah. Like, who wants to do that?
We could talk about the Thunder series, but it's not going to be anything special.
Nope.
The Warriors won't be good next year. They're losing their coach.
Well, they're going to probably get Giannis.
The Thunder are going to win.
They're really going to get Giannis or LeBron.
Not LeBron.
I think the Thunder win in 4, and they win every game by 20+.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think it's close.
If he can't sell, he's a Thunder fan.
No, game one, the first quarter, the Suns were keeping up. They just kept turning over the ball. But, like, shot making, they have the equal shot making.
They cannot hang.
They can't.
They just can't hang with the guards, the bigs, any of them.
Yeah,
they don't have the firepower. Jalen Green, he's inconsistent.
But Booker, inconsistent too.
Booker, I haven't heard anything about Booker this year.
He hasn't.
Dylan Brooks thinks he's him.
Yeah.
He's trash.
So that whole series is chalked. We knew that was chalked. But the Blazers, I thought even in the play-in, Denny Avdia really like proved that he could win
the playoffs.
Yeah. And then both play-ins game, he went nuts. Game one against Spurs, he went nuts with Wemby playing.
Wemby was out.
Yeah, last night he was injured. But Scoot Henderson, though?
30-bomb, right?
Yeah, 31. Led the team in scoring.
That was a good game. I did not expect them to win because they were down like 10 in the fourth.
Yeah.
And then they came back.
I kind of saw that they had it going.
But without Wemby, are the Spurs really anything? I mean, they're a good team, but they can't
don't
win it.
Have that guy that makes it to where you can't help on the attack. Because when you have Wemby on the court, the Spurs have so many downhill players that if you can help help your defenders.
Like Castle and Cornette just catch lobs. Because they're all doubling Wemby.
Castle's just running downhill. De'Aaron Fox is running downhill. He can't really create a 3-point shot by himself. So Wemby just kind of runs that gravitational pull.
So they need, if Wemby's out for the next two games, the Blazers win both.
Yeah, Blazers are going to probably win.
Because I saw he has a concussion, and I think the protocol is 7 to 10 days.
Oh, wow.
So in 7 days, it'll be game five.
He might have to come back down 3-1 in his first ever playoff
series. In 7 days, it'll be game five. In 10 days, it'll be game six.
So depending on how bad it is. Honestly, the Spurs are pretty gentle with him.
So he's out next game.
So the Blazers have a legitimate chance to go up 3-1.
They have a legitimate chance to win the series.
Yeah, they do.
If they can steal one game with Wemby, I think they can win the series, which is crazy.
They just need to win every game without him.
They're so young. It's incredible.
No, they have Holiday and they have Grant. Those are two veterans.
And they have Dame, but he doesn't play.
Yeah, if this Blazers team had Dame,
it's over.
Are they making a finals run?
No. I think Dame's kind of washed.
You think he's washed?
Well, I don't know, though, because he hasn't played.
I think him playing alongside Avdija would help that.
Oh, yeah, it'd help, definitely.
Because then Avdija can be the attacker, and then Dame can just be the three-point shooter.
What's the other series in the West?
Lillard's out.
It's Wolves, Nuggets.
Oh.
No, Nuggets were up by 19 points and lost.
Stole a game.
Yeah, they did.
Dude, Rudy Gobert was hooping.
He had 2 points.
I got to put some respect. But he was clamping up Jokic.
Yeah, he was.
I got to put some respect on
him. Isn't he a Jokic, defensive, like,
Jokic went, four time. Jokic went time? 1-for-7 from the three, 8-of-20 from the field.
I saw like a stat with Jokic, with Rudy Gobert off the floor. He had like 20 points or something. With Rudy Gobert on, he had like 2.
Yeah, no, Rudy was clampy. This is the best I've ever seen Rudy defend Jokic.
Yeah, I've never.
Historically, yeah. Jokic drops. Nikola Jokic's career high was on Rudy Gobert.
Was it?
Both times. He dropped 61 on him, and then he dropped like 55 on him.
I don't know what they saw in the film room, but something changed.
No, they're watching something for sure. Yeah. The thing is, though,
I also feel like the Nuggets didn't play very well, and they were still very much in that game.
Yeah, they didn't play well. They started off hot, and they were up 19, and they kind of cooled down.
And then Jaden McDaniels, after the game, goes and talks about him.
That might have sold the Timberwolves, honestly.
That's going to like make Aaron Gordon mad. That's going to make Jamal
Jokic Murray mad.
Yeah.
If you make Jokic mad, he tightens up.
If
that's
you don't
a fact.
Know, Jaden McDaniels, a forward for the Wolves, said they're all bad defenders, so we're going to attack them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that kind of screwed him.
After the game. And then they even asked Aaron Gordon, they said, what's your opinion? And obviously he gave a PR ready. Oh, we don't care, brother.
He does care.
He cares.
He cares. And he's going to cook.
He cares.
They're going to start cooking.
You wake the beast up. Oh, you don't poke the bear.
I think the Nuggets win. I mean, the Wolves play well, but...
Like, that's the best game from them. Like,
that's the best game from them, and that's, like, not the worst game, but not a great game for the Nuggets.
That's what I'm saying. And can you really depend on Gobert
but
to
do
that
go
every
home.
Game?
I think they win one game at home.
Okay.
I think it's 2-2.
2-2. And but then the Nuggets go 6?
And then the Nuggets got 2-0 and 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a pretty Nuggets thing to do. I mean, the Nuggets... Every game they should be the winning team. Like up 19 points.
Is their coach like?
Yeah.
Is their coach good? I can't tell.
Bro,
I feel like if you have Jokic, you're just good.
That's what I'm saying. What I see, like his interactions with Jokic, it doesn't seem like there's really much going on. Like Jokic is like, kind of. It's like the coach has
Jokic
to always initiate it. That's what I'm saying. Jokic really be acting like the coach, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Which I mean, LeBron's basically the coach of the league.
That's what I'm saying.
JJ Redick, he's been hooping though.
I was gonna say, does this solidify JJ Redick as a true good coach?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was solidified last year when he won 55 games with the Lakers.
That's true, but I also think.
But he does have Luka, LeBron, and Reeves.
So.
But yeah. He draws up plays for them, and you can tell.
Yeah, he does.
You can tell that they.
He like knows him. How to use his players. I will say he does.
He's not the best coach in the league though.
No, definitely not.
Mark Daigneault.
It's because he just doesn't really know. The Lakers' defense was great on KD. You know what? Actually, no, because his defensive mind is good.
Who?
Redick.
Oh, yeah.
You forced KD 9 turnovers.
Something's right. Something's working.
Something is working. So.
I think KD was just forcing it too much.
No, yeah. And you know.
Like just pass the ball up. They were trapping him at the top of the key, like, every possession.
Yeah.
And he could not get the ball.
Yeah, they were just running that double trap at the top before he could even get, like, what? To the three-point line?
Yeah, and it worked out.
Every single time.
So I think the Rockets, next game, they got to go watch tape on that.
Yeah, they
figure out a way around it. Maybe let Amen carry the ball, right? Why wouldn't he carry the ball?
Yeah, that's true. Or they could even just run like a three up top and then just swing it to the right, have KD cut through, fill up. There's things they can do.
Sengun, he's overrated.
Sengun's getting clamped.
I said that
clamped.
Since day one.
He's getting clamped by that man, DeAndre Ayton.
I think that's why the Lakers went and got DeAndre Ayton, though. Defense mainly, and
yeah.
To fill the paint.
Yeah, because he's athletic, big.
Yeah, he's working out for them.
I think
they're gonna be good. I think the Lakers are gonna win.
I think the Lakers
in 6, maybe 5.
Yeah, I don't know if this is probably gonna be the worst loss of Kevin Durant's career.
You think?
He lost in the first round last year, right, to the Wolves.
What team? He was on the Suns.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anthony Edwards dropped him off single handedly.
Yeah, they swept him.
Averaged 40. Yeah. Because remember he was talking down the court at KD.
Yeah, that's
his
what
favorite
I remember.
Player.
Yeah, I remember that every time. And then if Kevin Durant loses in the first
he's
round.
He's just like slowly ruining his legacy.
Yeah, decaying his legacy.
Well, he ruined his legacy when he went to the Warriors.
Yeah.
But now he's ruining it more.
Yeah, worse.
Like, that's crazy.
Didn't he win a wing? Didn't he win a ring with the Warriors?
He won two, yeah.
But that no one approves of those rings because they were like the greatest team assembled in NBA history.
He went to the team that literally had the greatest record of all time. He went to that team.
The next year.
After losing to them.
Yeah.
Rings a ring, dude.
You know what's crazy? The 2016 Thunder were up 3-1.
And they sold.
Curry beat them 3-1 and then lost 3-1.
And then the next year, Kevin Durant joins the team that beat him 3-1 in the Warriors. And then they had Look at the starting lineup. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, and
Zaza Pachulia.
Whoever. Like,
Zaza it didn't Pachulia. Matter who to
Those
say
are four one. Top
75
players.
And then Sean Livingston off the bench.
Dude, he could not miss a mid-range.
Literally.
Four top 75 players on the same floor at the same time.
Yeah, four top 10 players. Top 15 players. Because Draymond was still all NBA
yeah.
defensive team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Defensive player of the year.
Draymond's still the best defender in the NBA.
No, yeah, he clamped up Kawhi, who was a third leading scorer this year.
Yeah, he was, like, after the game, Kawhi was like, oh, Draymond, we just couldn't get by Draymond. And the game plan was to attack anyone other than Draymond. Like,
that's all you could do.
But, yeah, so KD, those two rings are really helping him.
They are.
I don't think he'd have one without that.
No.
Is that carrying his career?
Yes. It is. Everybody knows it. That's
just
why
like
he did
Doc
it.
Rivers.
Yeah.
That one ring with
the
Celtics.
Celtics. Yeah, when he had Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, yeah. and Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen.
Yeah, like.
Come on, bro.
And now he won a ring, and he thinks, like, he can be a coach in the NBA.
Yeah.
In this day and age.
Literally.
Michael Malone, UNC. What's going to happen there?
I think he's not going to do a single thing.
No? Yeah. Because I don't see it working.
What is he? I don't even know why he's even a coach.
Well, I don't know why they fired him.
They said it was because, like, the GM, they had, like, beef, him and the GM, some nonsense. So they fired him and just had this. The coach right now for the Nuggets was the assistant coach when Michael Malone was there. Yeah, so it's not even like it's a difference in scheme. Right. It's the same.
It's basically Michael Malone's offense.
It's Michael Malone's offense, but just ran by another guy. Yeah. So that stuff's nonsense. So then I guess we have, let's redo predictions to who's going to win the championship.
Okay, so in the West, I think the Nuggets win, Lakers win, Thunder win. Is that all the teams?
Yeah.
Okay, so then Thunder versus... No, there has to be one more.
Blazers or Spurs.
Oh, Spurs.
Okay, Spurs.
So I think... So then it would be Lakers, Thunder.
And Nuggets, Spurs.
If they got their two scorers back healthy, Lakers win versus the Thunder.
How many games?
In seven.
Seven?
Has to be. What's the other series? Spurs
versus Nuggets.
Nuggets. That'd be interesting.
You're not taking the Wolves?
The two best bigs in the league. No. The two best bigs in the league... Going at it, but Wemby might be injured. Nuggets in six.
Nuggets. So Nuggets go to the conference
Nuggets
and they face the Lakers again in the Western?
If the Lakers are healthy. If the Lakers aren't healthy, then
they
it's
versus
Thunder.
OKC, and that's a tough matchup.
And honestly, as an NBA fan, Thunder versus Spurs. The Spurs own the Thunder all year. Oh, did I say?
Nuggets versus Thunder?
Thunder. And Nuggets have owned the Thunder too.
So that's a seven-game series for sure.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. I just think the Thunder are way too good.
Spurs
are so deep.
Spurs Thunder would be fun.
I think the Thunder's second unit could beat the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, definitely. That's the thing. The Thunder have the deepest roster while having the best scorer in the NBA. Or
yeah.
One of the best scorers.
And a top five defensive player. Two top five defensive players.
Chase
Wallace and Chess.
Yeah.
And Chet.
Yeah.
And Caruso on top of that.
Yeah,
so which is insane. So I don't know if anyone can beat the Thunder in the West or in the East.
Spurs.
The Spurs can't. Yeah, the Spurs own the.
That's
Thunder.
What I'm saying. The Spurs and Nuggets,
Spurs
just because they have.
The Spurs and Nuggets is the championship.
That's what I'm saying. The only teams that can beat the Thunder are the Spurs and Nuggets because of their anomalies at the.
And they're gonna play each other.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's the championship.
So that's yeah. Literally, they gotta play each other. Who can possibly beat the Thunder?
I think. Well, the Spurs own the Thunder this year, and the Nuggets played well against the Thunder this year. So can go either way.
The Spurs are perfect for the Thunder because they have that equal amount of depth.
They do, and they're big.
They're big. That's what I'm saying. Castle can clamp.
Castle's
Shea.
A big guard.
But Castle versus Shea would be, oh my gosh, matchup of a century in a Western Conference.
Oh yeah, that'd be.
Unless
nice.
Unless they're just gonna foul out Castle immediately, though.
I think the Spurs and Thunder played like five times, and the Spurs won four.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's crazy.
Four of the losses of Thunder this year.
It's crazy. So, in the East, I think the. Give me the Knicks.
Yeah, Knicks. The East is not winning the championship, so it doesn't matter. So. Peyton, you gonna do the
outro?
Let's hear it.
Yes, sir. You can find us in Building 1, Room 218B. Follow us on our socials at @DMAC_vibe for Facebook or Instagram and Twitter. For Facebook, it's just @DMACvibe. I'm Peyton Schulte.
Hey,
and have a good day.
I'm Nick Spencer.